Sunday was a great service, and I don't want to be no Jonah. I want to do what God wants me to do.
Amen.
And you know, last time I learned my lesson, you know, I had a song I wanted to, he's wanting me to sing, and I kept putting it off. So then Sister Renee jumped up and sang. But he will get his way.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to hesitate, you'll just get somebody else.
Yes, sir.
And you know, God laid this song on my heart. And I was thinking about, you know, he told us, said, write it down. So I wrote it down. I went to go play it. I couldn't play it. I couldn't play it. So I went back to my chair and prayed. And I said, God, why did you give me a song I can't play? He said, I never told you to play it. I told you to write it down.
Amen.
He said, get Sister Ramona to play it.
Right.
And you sing it.
That'll work.
Amen.
I didn't see that one coming. And I'm not used to this because it's easier for me to play and sing than it is to sing when somebody else plays.
That's all right.
Yeah. So if I mess this up, please forgive me.
That's all right.
But, you know, when I became born again, I was no longer a slave to sin.
Amen.
I was no longer a slave to fear.
Amen. Right.
That fear was replaced with God's love.
That's right.
Amen.
And so I'm free from all my bondage.
Amen.
Unless I put myself back to it.
That's right.
You know, I could sin if I want to.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But I've been delivered from that.
Amen. Amen.
So the name of this song is No Longer Slaves.
Amen.
You unravel me. with a melody. You shroud me with a song. A deliverance from my enemy to all my fears. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to my family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am surrounded by the arms of the Father. I am surrounded by songs of deliverance. I've been where the sons and daughters, let us sing our freedom. Oh, 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 oh. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and say, I am a child of God. Yeah, you split the sea so I could walk.
I was thinking when you were singing that, you know, just how blessed we are to be a child of God. But I was thinking about the people that are here praising God right now, you know, and I was thinking just all these thoughts come to my mind, but about the Israelites, you know, how they were going around murmuring and complaining while they were waiting for whatever. But we're not. We are praising the Lord, and what a true fellowship this is, and just so blessed to be a part of it. Before you got up, I have a praise report. It's kind of one of those things you kind of forget about them, you know what I mean? But like, wow, my daughter, she's been struggling with stuff for over a year now, and she had to see a rheumatologist, and which I told you guys, all this was going to happen. This is what I was asking the Lord to do. Let her go out and meet these people because they are good to her. And all of her test results come back as normal, you know, normal range. And I told Kia that that's exactly what I was asking for God to do. You know, go and meet these people. Yes, go get your answers, but it's not going to be anything. You know, they want her to see someone else, and they wanted her to take a pill for anti-cancer people to reset her something. But like, why would you do that? You don't have any, you know, you don't have anything. So anyway, I'm just, you know, God reminded me. He's like, I answered some prayers for you today. And I always want to just be so thankful. I'm thankful for my husband. My goodness. You know, we were talking about some things on the way up to church of all the places we could be. You know, we're here. God gave me a real man that didn't get involved in stuff and is a leader in our home and brings me here of all the places. I'm just thankful to be here.
Amen. Amen. Sing 231 through it all. Just remember, we got New Year's service coming up. Dinner at 6, service at 8, and we're having music practice with the kids tomorrow.
Don't forget, even that Sunday morning we have services.
And services Sunday morning. Through it all. It says key of D.
G.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. That's why I sing through it all.
in God.
Song. I was just feeling so full. I just wanted to turn it all over to God. I just wanted to do whatever I could for Him. I was just feeling thankful. Thankful we're coming to the end of the year. Yes. And we're sitting there and we're singing that song. I was just thinking through it all. And I love that they said, I've learned to trust and depend upon His Word. Right. Because His Word is what gets us through this life. And it's been a blessed life. It's not a hard life. I don't sit there and sing that song and be like, oh, through all these struggles or through all this sadness. It's been a good life. But I just know that even with all the blessings and all the good things that come, He's the one that's getting me through it. No matter what we're going through, it's just temporal. And this thing is so real to me that I sit there. And every time before we come to church, even the kids, like, this could be our last service. Yes, and it really could be, and it's so real to me. And I was sitting there, and there were so many thoughts going through my mind, I almost couldn't contain them all, because I'm just so thankful for this place, and it's so real to me. Yes. And there was thoughts that were just bouncing through my head, and I was thinking, when I text Pastor Moore on his birthday, and he said that he counted a blessing to finish the race with me, and I was thinking, I get to finish this race. Amen. How blessed am I that I get to finish this race? And it's just makes me thankful. And I was sitting there, Sister Renee said something about a praise report, and I realized I didn't even come back. I asked that Sunday night for that teacher who had been so sick, and I asked here probably around 7 o'clock, and she passed 8 o'clock that night. I'm like, God answered that prayer too, though, right? Because she's been struggling with this for 3.5 years, and sometimes you get your victory in death, because Amen. Death has no sting when you know where you're going. And Amen. I'm just Amen. Thankful for this place. I'm thankful for a husband who's so strong, and he brings us to him. I'm like, thankful that I can move up. I was in there on Sunday, and I always am so thankful that I get another chance to move up.
Amen.
And even if there's areas that I'm not the strongest in, that God, He rebukes me and He chastens me, and that's because He cares about me.
Amen.
I tell that to my kids all the time. If they think I'm being hard on them, I tell them, that's the sign I love you, because it would be so easy to do nothing.
Amen.
That would be the easy way out if I just let you do whatever you want.
Right.
I was like, but the fact that I want to put character in you shows that I love you, and I love that God wants to put character in me. And I know that when we just give it to God, that's when we get blessed. I'm just thankful for that revelation.
Amen.
Amen. I'm happy to be here this evening.
Amen.
And, you know, I just thank God for this message. You know, even when I'm wrong, He still got me. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what comes my way, I've learned that I'm sealed. I have blessed assurance. And that goes beyond anything I can comprehend. And it covers me when I'm not looking. It covers me when I ain't paying attention. It just does everything for me when I'm under pressure. It supersedes my expectations every time. And I just wanted to sing a song real quick. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to to worship you with all my soul. I rejoice, so take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears.
Let's keep singing that.
You know, if you're working for somebody, you're under the law. He's the boss. You know? But the song goes, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. You know, friends take care of friends. Amen. I want to please him. He wants to please me. You know, he grant the desires of my heart, he would say. You know, and of course, I want to please him in every way.
Amen.
And I know that I do, because it's by his grace that I do. And but I'm thankful to have a friendship like that. You know, the song talk about we learn to trust in Jesus. We learn, you know, to trust his word. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you go along, you learn.
Amen.
More and more and more. And a friendship, you know, it'll grow. It'll grow. And if it's true friendship, it'll always grow. Never fade away. I think about different ones I knew in school and everything. Call them up today, just like not a day has passed. You know, friendship is there. Trust is
That's
there.
Right,
and same way that, you know, you were friends before, you're friends now. And but I'm thankful for how this works. How it's a relationship. It's not a dictatorship.
Right.
Not even a democracy, you know. It's
right.
It's a friendship.
Yeah.
It's a love affair.
Amen.
And that just means everything to me.
Amen.
Because that takes all the fear out of it. You know, you got a real friend, you're not worried about losing them. You couldn't run them off if you wanted to.
Amen.
They're understanding. They're right there. They're as much friend to you as you are to them. And, you know, I was thinking about a marriage, too, you know, how the love grows in a marriage more and more and more. And after a while, you don't really have to say a whole lot. You know, ain't nobody going nowhere. So, you know, all that's so far gone. And me turn my back on this word, no way in the world ever happened. You know, me to have a bad day, to have a, you know, something happened in my life. I may have considered everything, you know. And I've gone through a lot. And nothing will separate me from the love of God.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful to know that. Not just to hope so or think so, maybe so. It's a know so. Amen.
Let's sing Fill My Cup, Lord. We'll get him up. 16. Key of G.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and
Lord, to get more word from you, to get more answers from you, to get more light on the word of the hour from you, Lord. And Lord, you're the one that can do it. You know our needs. You know what we, our questions. You know how to make us make that one step forward, one more step. And Lord, we ask that you come and do that one more time tonight, just one more time, as Samson said, Lord. Do it one more time for us. And Lord, thank you for everything you've done for us, and another opportunity to be here this evening and be with your bride and be with your people. And we ask that you be with your bride and touch every need. Oh, we heard it in praise reports today, Lord. We know you answer prayers. And Lord, we're asking that you continue to move on behalf of this body. Touch Sister Dawn, Lord, and touch Sister Sway and her family, Lord. Sister Anna's eyes, Lord. Lord, we know you're more than able, and you've already paid the price, and we're standing on your word. Lord, preach to us tonight and have your way. Thank you for everything. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Somebody's got to preach. So it's about 99% of the Wednesdays. Either James, me, or Brother Moore will write a text to three of us and say, Happy Wednesday. Somebody's got to preach. So happy Wednesday. Good to be here tonight. Amen. And praise God and worship God with you. He's worthy of our praises. Amen. He's been good to us, given us all of our needs, given us everything, provided everything. We want for nothing. You know, our flesh may want some more things here and there, but that's not what we need. We have everything we need. And we thank God for that understanding. And thank God he's been with us. He's been with us every step. Even before you were born again, because you were his child and he saw you before the foundation of the world and foreknew you, he watched over that seed the whole way. Oh, that should be enough to get us all excited. Just think about that a little bit. Before you were born, think about that. Even in your mother's womb, didn't even have your own breath of life yet. Didn't even have a name given to you yet. But God knew who you were going to be. You were a child that couldn't be a miscarriage.
You were a child, there couldn't be an abortion. You were a child, it wouldn't matter if the mother got in a car wreck, you were coming. Oh, if we just look at this thing right sometimes, there's nothing getting in the way of God. Oh, that gets me excited. God's got every bit of it. And so if you have your Bibles with you, before I get going too fast, turn with me to the book of Jeremiah.
It's a good book. Good name.
If I say so myself. But I'll tell you a little funny story about this after we read it here. But I want to read the first from the first chapter. And we're just going to read the first probably 9 or 10 verses here. So verse 1, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, and the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. You know, sometimes you might say, well, why God let you know who the king was or what time? Israel's God's time clock, just so you know. And God wants you to be able to place these things and use it and know right when these things are going on, just so you know. That's what God's doing. This word's never without a purpose. That's his watch, you know. So verse 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Isn't that like humans? Amen. And it's true in one sense. On one side of the coin, we can't do this without God. But listen to what God said. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth.
Amen.
That's a good scripture.
Amen.
So my title tonight is, God Said I Can Do It.
Amen.
Now that got me excited this week, and I'll tell you a little story about it. I was at work on Monday, and you know, just so you know that James and I, we don't just have a tradition who's going to preach every Wednesday. James preached last one, I preached this one. We try to really make sure somebody's got something. Because I took notes on Sunday, and even my dad, I went down to see them, and he was saying, well, who's preaching? I said, I don't know, because I didn't, you know, you're waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
And Monday, you know, you looked at those notes, and nothing inspires you, so you think, well, maybe this will be James' week. I don't know. So it was about 3 o'clock, and I'm in training, and just a quick background, there's some things at work that's changing, and they're asking me to do some more things. And on the human side, I can look at those things they're asking me to do, and I can say, man, that's a great challenge, Brother Dustin. And I can be nervous about it. And so I'm a type of person, though, I'll consult God about things. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But what's funny about it, a few weeks ago when I consulted God about it, God told me I could do it. He said, I believe you can do it. And so I was in this training on Monday, and I'm hearing all these expectations, you know, what I'm getting trained on, and I'm starting to get nervous again. And I'm starting in my human side to say, this is a little rough. And this was virtual training, so here's what's so great about it. And then right after I was saying to myself, God came down and said, but God said you can do it. So I had to turn off the video camera. I wrote that note down. The next thing I know, he says, but that ain't just for you. That's for the church on Wednesday night. Because that applies to us all.
Yeah.
And so I stayed there and wrote my notes down, and I was excited the rest of the night, and I've been excited ever since.
Yeah.
Because when you can read, and I got other examples for you, but when you can read Jeremiah right here,
yeah.
God, you know, here's a statement that I just thought about this week. You know, sometimes we say, well, God told me to do it.
Yeah.
And it's true, and we know if God tells you to do something, you need to do it,
right?
But let me put something behind it. If God tells you to do something, that means you can do it.
Amen.
Think about it.
Right?
He wouldn't tell you to do something if you couldn't do it.
Amen.
And that ought to excite us.
Yeah.
Because I got a lot of promises.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of things He's told this bride to do.
Amen.
And we're going to get to the bride because that's the real big picture. But I want to start with myself. God has told me.
track.
Right.
Whatever it is, but God can talk to you.
Yes.
And he can give you words.
Right.
And he can tell you what to do.
Yes.
And you, if you have the right faith in that, and you truly believe that God's talking to you,
right.
You can stand on that word and do everything God told you to do.
Amen.
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 You don't need a second opinion.
Right.
You got God's opinion.
That's right.
That's the end of the matter.
Amen.
You can rest on that.
Yeah.
When God tells you you can do something, Brother James,
yeah.
God will provide everything you need to get the job done.
Amen.
You know, I the rest of that training, my mind was changed, Brother Deskins.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped worrying.
Right.
Because I reminded myself.
Amen.
Sometimes that's what God does to stir up
that's
your,
right.
your mind.
Amen.
By way of remembrance.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm here to remind you tonight.
Right.
That you're God's child.
Amen.
That God's in you.
Amen.
That he has sent you for this hour.
Amen.
You're ordained for this hour.
Right.
You're meant to touch this world. You're meant to speak the end time message.
Amen.
You're meant to do the things that God sent you to do.
Amen.
God told you you can do it.
Yeah.
You should have all the confidence in the world.
Amen.
When God tells you you can do it.
Amen.
Look what he did for Jeremiah right here.
Right.
He said before you even came out of your mother's womb.
Right, right, right. That's right.
You didn't have a chance to mess this thing up.
No, sir.
I had already ordained you a prophet.
Right.
And Jeremiah's like the rest of us. I am not capable of myself, but neither are we.
No.
But when God's with you,
that's right.
And God's in you, and God sent you,
amen.
And God told you you can do it.
Amen.
There are enough devils in hell
amen.
That can stop what God wants done.
That's right.
He told us, what is it, the guy that he had too many soldiers, Gideon. He said, you got too many, narrow it down.
Right, right.
It ain't in numbers.
Yeah.
It's about what God told you
yeah.
you can do.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You know, and for me, I've had God help me all through life.
Amen.
He has talked to me
oh.
my entire life of being here
amen.
And coming to this church
amen.
And paying attention
yes.
and having a new birth. To where I actually believed it was God talking to me.
Right. Yes.
And he was talking to me before then, and I didn't even know it. But God has been
amen.
Talking to me a long time, Brother James.
Amen.
And I can stand up here before you. 43 years old, I'm older now. I don't count myself as a young kid anymore.
No.
But in these 43 years, God's word has never failed me one time.
Amen.
Not one time, Brother Jessica.
Amen.
If God says you can do something,
amen.
You can do it.
Amen.
You should count as your commission to do it.
Amen.
You should count that God sent you to do
come
it.
On.
Man, that's what you're supposed to do. Because God's given you an answer.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Now, amen. For human, you know, I recognize that we're going to sometimes go slow towards it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you can walk, man. You can
amen.
Go.
Yeah.
If God's told you you can do it, you don't have to wait anymore.
No. Right.
You can run at the thing.
Yeah.
And God don't like you to half step. He wants you to full step this thing.
That's right.
He wants you to get behind the vision.
Yeah.
He wants you to go.
Yeah.
You don't half step anything.
Amen.
If God told you to be a song leader, be the best song leader
amen.
You can be.
Come on.
Give it everything you've got.
Amen.
Get so out of the way, let go, and let God have his way. God sent me up here.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'm just going to do what he's commissioned me to do.
That's right.
I'm going to have a good old time. I'm not worried about what you think.
That's
I don't
right.
care if you don't praise him like I'm going to praise him.
Amen.
But I'm up here to lead songs and
yeah.
get the worship service going. I'm going to do what he told me to do.
Amen.
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 That seems simple, but that's how real this thing can
my
be.
Word. That's right.
Our problem is we don't believe that God told us we can do it enough.
Right.
So we don't step out on it.
Right.
But give God your all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give him everything you got.
That's right.
If he told you you got something to do, know for sure,
yes.
you got all the angels under heaven to do whatever they got to do to help you get
amen.
That's right, that's
amen.
Right.
Oh, if I was young, Riley, Micah, Adeline, Daisy, God told me I could serve him. Get behind that, step out on that. Don't let nothing get in your way back.
Amen, amen.
Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you testify too much.
Come on.
Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you to raise your hand too much.
No.
Don't let the devil lie to you and say, you've done this too much.
No.
If God's called you,
yeah.
and you believe you got your day in his message,
yeah.
and you've been born again,
yes.
don't stop. Don't hesitate.
Amen.
Don't do what
amen.
Some of us have done.
Amen.
Get right behind what God's called you to do, and you'll get to where you're supposed to be going much faster.
Amen.
Do we get to the place a lot faster than we do sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Can we just follow directions?
That's right.
Our problem is we don't follow directions.
Amen.
But we just follow directions.
Yeah.
And trust that God told us.
Yeah.
We get there a lot faster, Brother James.
Amen. That's right.
We'd be preaching faster than we preach.
Yeah.
We'd be leading songs faster than we'd be leading songs.
Yes.
We'd be testifying faster than we testify.
Right.
It wouldn't take 20 services, it would take one service, and we'd be all over it because we know God said I can do it.
Amen.
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 You say, well, how does this tie into what Brother Moore preaches? It's everything he preached.
Amen.
Face up to your responsibility.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
God said, I can do it.
Yes.
And I just, Amen. I sometimes I like to make sure people really get it. Because people, there's a true blessing.
Amen.
When God's talking to you.
Yes, sir. Right.
And you know he is.
Amen.
You don't have to get a second
opinion.
Amen. I got a quote up here. He said, Balaam went back to God for his second opinion.
Right.
He didn't get the first answer. It wasn't pleasing to him.
Yeah.
And we know how that ended up. He tried to curse Israel and he couldn't.
Because
he wanted another opinion. He did not trust God's first answer. Right underneath that, he said, but that's not what Rebecca did. He said, she lied off that camera. She heard it. She was going to have a mate. She didn't need a second opinion.
Right.
She didn't wait on anybody.
No.
She didn't care what anybody else said.
Yep.
She said, I'll go.
That's right.
He said, she went so fast. She said, she didn't go for a second opinion.
Right.
She knew the first thing was the right thing,
Amen.
And that's all it took.
Amen.
He said, God's word so inspired her, she took off, so to speak, running towards Isaac.
Yeah. Amen.
That's how fast this thing can work for you.
Amen.
This is not even meant as a rebuke, I promise. This is a help.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, you can get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
As fast as Rebecca got to where she wanted to be.
All right.
Just get that first answer, brother.
That's right. Yeah.
You can run on that thing. You can hop on that thing.
Amen.
You know, the most success I've ever had is when I believe God told me something, I just start moving.
Yeah.
I go right towards it.
Amen.
When I really believe God told me something, I stop worrying about what anybody thinks.
Amen.
That's right.
I don't care what anybody outside of this
world
right here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how personal it is. It don't matter what dad thought. It don't matter what mom thought. In one sense, if you know what I mean, it doesn't matter what my wife thought. Then I'm talking about a personal revelation for me.
Yes.
When God tells me to do something, and I know he told me to do something, get out of my way.
That's right.
God has got preeminence in my life.
Amen.
Over top of anything else.
Preach.
Amen.
That's how this thing works.
That's right.
That's how it can work.
That's right.
You can be blessed.
I love it.
God tell you, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
He tell you to date.
Amen.
Yeah, everybody.
He tell you what you need to be doing at church.
That's right.
Amen.
He can tell you, you know, God can tell you you're a preacher.
Yeah.
He can do it just like that.
Yeah, man.
And we all, ain't always just done this.
Nope.
I've learned.
Amen.
But you know, I'm telling you, God says it.
Yeah.
That's God saying I can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just gotta get out of the way.
Amen.
Just let go, Brother Lord.
Yes, sir.
And let God have his wonderful way.
Amen.
God will back you up.
Yes,
Jeremiah here was nervous, says, but I'm a child. I can't speak.
Yeah.
God's like, I'll give you every word you need.
That's right.
I've ordained you.
Amen.
I said you can do this.
Right.
You know what? Jeremiah got the job done.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did his job. He was a major prophet.
Amen.
At the same time, there's a story of Moses. Exodus, the fourth chapter. God's going to send him down to Israel. And Moses looked at God and says, I'm not eloquent.
No.
I can't speak. And you know, it's good reading. I shouldn't shortcut you. Let me read it. Exodus, the fourth chapter. I want to help you.
Amen.
Because we're just like Moses. That's all. That's why I want you to see what Moses. Moses was a major prophet.
Right.
You probably look a little better than I do, Brother Dustin. It's true. Moses, Exodus the fourth chapter, verse 1. And Moses' angel said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken to my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. He said, cast it on the ground, and he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand.
They that may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. Lord said, furthermore unto him, put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. He said, put thy hand in thy bosom again. And he put his hand in his bosom again and plucked it out, and behold, it turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass that they will not believe thee, nor hearken to thy voice at the first sign, they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass that they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken to thy voice, that thou shalt take the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon dry land. Now here's where I want to get to. Moses said unto the Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, but I am slow of speech and slow tongue. The Lord said unto him, now listen to this. Who hath made man's mouth? Your God will take what you think is impossible, and he will make it possible. Or who maketh the dumb or the deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Now listen to what Moses did, though. He said, oh, my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. In other words, please send somebody else besides me. Didn't want to face up to his responsibilities. But listen, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. Amen. I'm going to stop there. But you get the point. Yeah. God told Moses, you can do it. Right. I've sent you. I've commissioned you. Yeah. Don't, you know, we are a lot like Moses. Well, I'm not able to speak. I'm not capable of doing this. God reminded Moses, yes, you are. I'm the one that made man. I can make you speak everything you need to speak.
That's right.
I can have you doing everything you need to do. And you know, that's what the bride does anyhow. We depend upon God for everything that we're going to do anyhow.
Amen.
He's using our flesh. It's through flesh, but we're doing this by the grace of God.
Amen.
And God told Moses, Moses, I have told you, you can go do this. Go down there and do these things.
Right.
Moses was like, well, Lord, send somebody else. God got a little angry.
Yeah, he did.
He got tired of you talking back. He got tired of you hesitating. He got tired of you not trusting. He got tired of you not listening to what he told you that you can do. That's what I mean. He don't like half-stepping, Brother James. He wants you to get right behind what he told you to do. He wants you to face up to your responsibility. He wants you to get right with it.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother Lockie, he told you you can do it. If he told you to go do it, he's going to give you everything you need to get the job done. He would have told you otherwise. God's word does not fail. If he says something's going to happen, it will happen every single time.
Amen. That's right.
You know, I know Brother Moore. I've watched him over the years. You put somebody up here half-stepping a testimony, half-stepping a song service, half-stepping anything. He has to keep himself, if he can do it, from hopping up and taking over. So if you're going to do it that way, just let me have it back. I can do it. Because that's what a real believer should do. Give it all you got. God told you you can do it. You got everything in you to be able to get the job done. Give to it. Yield to it. Let God have his way. Well, I ain't going to say that, but God's good. Gotta be, we'll ask him for something and be asking for it for 2 years, and because we won't step out on it,
come on.
We won't get it, Brother Moore. But if you have enough faith that God's really talking to you, that he's the one that's called you, that he said you could preach, he said you could sing, he said you could do this, you gotta step out on that thing and yield to God so that God can get what he wants. Because God does not force you to do anything. But I'm here to tell you, I work where I work today. And I don't say I'm successful in bragging ways.
But I'm successful the way I am. Because God in my life has told me and gave me answers and said, you can do this, and you can do this, and you can do this. And when you listen to God, it works out every single time. It's just us as humans, myself included, that sometimes will be like Moses. But I'm not eloquent. I don't have this ability. I'm too shy. I can't do this. And what God has said to you, but I sent you, Moses.
Yeah, right.
I'm behind you.
Right.
Pick up that rod. I'll turn it into a snake. Whatever you need to get the job done, I'll give it to you.
Right.
Do you realize that's really what God's saying?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you need to get the job done, I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, that ought to make you feel pretty good. He'll give you what you need, James, because God's not going to fail you. He says, I'm the Lord thy God that provides all your needs.
Amen.
You just got to step out on that thing.
Amen.
I got re-excited on Monday. The rest of my work day was good. All because I had to remind myself, wait a minute. God already told you you can do this thing. And you know, my plans around has changed. I've taken over some things now. I'm telling everybody what we're going to do. You know why? Because God told me.
Yeah.
Now, that's just a natural. I'm just giving you a natural example. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to have to do this. You're all going to have to do more. You're going to have to get over it. You're going to have to whine. Let's get with it.
Amen.
But you know why I was thinking out that way so boldly? Because God told me I can do it.
Amen.
Now, that's just a natural story. But apply it to your own life.
Yes.
Every one of us has God telling us we can do things.
Amen.
Asking us to do things.
Yes.
Sending us to do things.
Amen.
And I promise you, He will provide you everything you need.
He will.
You got to step out on that thing.
Amen.
And it'll work every single time. It'll work every time. This is God commissioning Moses, 1953. In case people don't think we can use those quotes. We noticed when the bush was burning, and Moses, the Lord spoke to him and told him he was going to send him down to Egypt to bring his children out. He heard the cry down there. And Moses, like all men, see, we all do, makes excuse. He wasn't eloquent. And he was slow of speech. And he was a stammering and so forth. I don't care if you're stuttering. God can use you. Don't let nothing stand in your way. You know, God wasn't really the one worried about the stuttering.
No.
Moses was.
Amen.
God could have sat down and Moses stuttering, and he would have still got the job done.
Right.
He would have spoke the word. That's what he needed to do. So,
yeah.
God wasn't worried about that.
No.
Now, who made man's mouth the man? Who did I? Didn't I do it? Moses still, he said, well, I would let you would send somebody else. And God's anger kindled against Moses. Then he told him that Aaron was coming and fixed the program up. If God would permit, and I got to stay a few days longer, I'd like to teach you something. Now listen to what he says. It would be very vital for you. When God determines anything, you're going to do it anyhow.
That's right.
God has his way set, and you're going to do it. So you just as might as well give in and start the work. That's all. I was thinking about that. I hadn't ever saw that quote, but I was thinking, I said, you know what Brother Bram probably was thinking about when he said that? It was hope. Because God had told him, you go to those Pentecostals. And Hope didn't want him to. She wanted him to stay the Baptist. Not the people jumped up and down and got excited about the word. And Brother Bram listened to his wife. And still listening to God. And we don't celebrate the story, just jump up and down, but God took Hope. Because she was in the way. You know, Brother Moore said it Sunday, God don't make you do anything. He just has a way, though, of getting you to come around and say, I'm going to do this. And you know, that's what Brother Brand was thinking about here. He said, I experienced that myself. I ran from God. I ran the other way. And that didn't work out too well for me. So what he's trying to tell you, just go ahead and start doing it. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to motivate you. And I uplift you, remind you, God says you can do something, you can do it.
Amen.
Might as well just face up to it and start going to work at it.
Save some time.
Because it will work out that way. It's going to work out the way it's supposed to work out every single time.
Amen.
And if God calls you and tells you what you should do and what you shouldn't do, it's because he is using you. And he has a reason for it. So then what we do matters. Because it's what God wants us to do. You know, sometimes you just, we can get off, right? We can think, well, nothing matters. I can do anything I want. And if you want me to go on one side of the coin and talk about I can't live bad enough to make it and good enough to miss it, I'll go with you. I understand that truth. But I'm going to flip over. Because we need a balance. God has called us for a reason. He wants to use us for a reason. He's got a purpose in every one of our lives. And I'm going to get to the bigger picture of the bride in a little bit, but you are a many-membered bride body who he's doing the greater works through. Greater just meant more. No longer was he in one person, he's in a many-membered bride body. And God is calling you, and he's going to use you. And that is why God sometimes says, you can do this, but you can't do that. And our job is to hearken unto the voice of God. And you know what a believer does? A believer normally does that, right? I mean, we will run sometimes, but generally speaking, a believer turns quickly to that word and just says, that's what I got to do. Amen. But when God wants you to do something, you might as well just start walking down the way, because it's going to happen one way or the other.
Amen.
And when he tells you not to do something, you're better off not doing it, because one way or the other, he's going to get your back around, and it's going to take a little bit more time, so to speak. And God knew that, and he's got it all working good. But it's going to be a little rougher. You're going to be on the outside of the car instead of the inside of the car. Well, that's so to speak, as a figure of speech. But you're going to come right back around.
Amen.
To where you need to be the whole time anyhow.
Amen.
You're going to get there one way or the other. But that's why Paul said in Romans 14, it does matter. If meat offends your brother,
right.
Don't drink, don't eat it in front of him.
Right.
If what you're drinking offends your brother, don't drink it in front of him.
Right.
Consider your brother. What you do matters.
Right.
Brother Branham, don't defile your body. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Because later I got to work for you. God has a commission for each and every one of us.
Amen.
And what he wants out of us, Brother Deskins. And it's our job to just listen to it and walk towards it and say, that's what we're going to do. But you know what? That's not even as tough as I'm making it sound. But you start walking where God sent you to. It brings peace. Joy, happiness. When you're sitting there walking, you start seeing those results show up, and everything you see, what God told you to do and why he told you to do it,
amen.
You sit there and you start rejoicing.
Right.
You eventually up here like me. I should have listened quicker.
Right.
If I just listened quicker, I could have got this to this quicker. And all things work together for the good. But this is a good walk. This is a great walk. This is a fun walk.
Amen.
This is a wonderful walk. God has commissioned us. We have a revelation of the hour that the rest of the world doesn't have. We have peace, joy, unspeakable, and full of glory.
Amen.
Yes.
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life.
Amen.
Next thing is my wife over there, but this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to my life.
Amen.
Yield to it.
Yeah.
Just start walking that way.
Amen.
God said you can do it. That's what I want to keep coming back to. If he says you can do it, you can do it, Brother Moore. Just do it. As Nike says. But it got me excited this week because I was hemming around, worrying, being nervous, and it brought so much rest when I reminded myself. Jeremiah, didn't God tell you you can do this? I shook myself. Said, wait a minute. I got this thing easily.
Amen.
We just got to start moving. We got to get to work.
Amen.
We got to start doing what God told me to do. And this thing's going to come to pass. And I've been in a short amount of time, I already see fruits of it. But I'm going to see more. I know it.
Yeah.
That's how much trust I have in God.
Amen.
So don't run from God.
Amen.
You know, that's not the only thing I'm trying to preach tonight, but that's what Brother Moore preached. Don't run from God.
Amen.
He said you can do it. Just go right up to it, face up to it, start walking away. It'll work out for you every single time. Now I want to go to Romans, the 5th chapter. Start trying to make you feel better now. Go to the chapter you'll get more excited about. When I start reading this one. You know, though, and all joking aside, I'm seriously here as giving you a helpful word, because if you listen to God when he tells you you can do something, it really will come out right every time for you. It's your choice to how fast or how slow you're going to listen. And I'm not judging you. I'm not sending you to hell over that. I'm just trying to tell you, God tells you you can do it, you can do it. Don't let nothing get in your way. God will bless you. Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 16. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace of the gift of the righteous shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And I am in the wrong chapter. We're going to chapter 4. I was like, that doesn't sound like what I looked up. There it is. Chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end of promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. Now, we know the story of Abraham. Abraham's old, Sarah's old, not supposed to be able to have babies. God told him he's going to be a father of many nations. And we know that there's a natural promise in that, but there's also a deeper meaning, the royal seed of Abraham, the faith seed, us. But when God told him that, Sarah laughed. How am I going to have this baby? I'm too old, past the age. But you know what, Abraham? Abraham staggered not. He is really what he said to himself. God said, I can do this. That's what Abraham said. God said, I can do this. And Brother Branham would describe Abraham. You know, we've told this story before. Time went on and Sarah's still doubting. But Abraham's in there getting the baby's room ready. Getting the bed ready. Getting the room ready. Because he said, God said we can do this. We're going to do this. Abraham staggered not. He knew that what God promised, he was able to perform. Amen. It says he was strong in faith. Amen. And that's who we are, people. Amen. We're strong in faith. Amen. We're not weak in faith. We have rapturing faith. Amen. And just like Abraham believed that God could change his body and give him a promised son, that story's a little deeper to me tonight. God has told us the same thing. Yeah. He said, little bride, I'm coming back for you. Yeah. I'm coming back to get you. Yeah. It's a promise to you. Amen. And these bodies are going to be changed. Yeah. And we're going to rapture out of here. Yeah. And we're going up to the wedding supper. Yeah. And you know what? All these natural things, if I never get those right. The one thing I got right. Amen. I'm a believer of God's word. Amen. I'm part of the bride of Jesus Christ, Brother Moore. Amen. And God told me I'm getting out of here. Amen. God said we can do it. Amen. Yes. He ain't waiting on anybody else to come. He's not worried if he doesn't need to send another prophet to come. He doesn't need to send another pastor to come. He's got everything he needs right now, right in order. God said we can do it. Amen. I believe it, Brother Deskins. Amen. We have a job, like you said, Brother Moore, Sunday. Our real job is this rapture. Amen. And I'm not going to hem-haw around. I'm going to believe it. Amen. I'm going to be like Abraham. I'm going to get the room ready. I'm going to preach about it. I'm going to talk about it. And I'm not trying to force it to happen. What I'm trying to explain to you, I believe it.
I believe it.
I believe God said I can do it.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to act upon that thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let anything get in my way.
That's right.
You're not going to slow me down. You're not going to try to get me to slow down and preach Malachi 4. You're not going to get me to slow down and preach justification. You're not going to get me to slow down and back up and go slower. God's already told me I can do this.
Amen.
Now, I'm balancing what I'm about to say.
Right.
But if I never get any of you to live good, if I never get any of you to do this right, the one thing God's told us we can do is we got a job to do.
Amen.
It's a job to get out of here.
Amen.
It's a job to go home. Amen. And I promise you, it's just He's kept His word and everything else.
Amen.
He will keep His word on that.
Amen.
Let me work on that, so to speak.
Yes.
Let me focus on that.
Amen.
Let me not let every devil in hell come my way, but it ain't getting in my way. It can't stop me.
No.
It won't stop us. Nothing's going to stop this bride from getting out of here.
No.
God's already told us we can do it. And when God says anything, you can take it to the bank.
Amen.
You can stand on it. You don't even need His signature. You just need His word. And when He gives you His word, it's going to happen every single time.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Moore,
Amen.
We don't have to worry about people trying to tell us to slow down. We ain't got to worry about, oh, you're going too fast. Oh, you're going too far. Oh, if you don't give people law, you're going to lose them.
Right.
God said, I can do this. God said, this is my job. God said, you're more than able. God said, while I'm descending, I'm going to do these things. And He's doing it in and through His bride. And we were doing the job and we're doing it well. And it ain't time to stop now. Oh, Lord, I'm not eloquent. No, I got a different understanding today. I've seen too much. I've seen Him come through too much. You're too late now.
Yeah.
I got what I need to get out of here.
Amen.
I got the word of the hour. I got an open book. I got a clear understanding.
Yeah.
I got a commission by God.
Amen.
There is nothing going to get out of my way. God said we can do it.
Amen.
Now God will slow down and talk to us any way He wants.
Right.
We know that. But come on, people, you know where we're at.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's just the time here and there when He does that.
Oh, yeah.
He helps us along our way. He tells us to step up. He has every right to do that. I thank God that He does do that. I ain't taking that away. But we know what our real focus is. We know what our main focus is what I'm trying to say. Because everything God tells us to do is right. But I'm just saying, we know what the real commission is. We know what our real job is. I have a lot of things I wish I didn't do. I have a desire every day to do better for God. I really do. And by the grace of God, sometimes I do them. And by the grace of God, sometimes I'm like Paul, Lord, please take this away from me.
Right.
And he just says, I ain't worried about it. You need that to have my grace.
Amen.
But my point is whether I get it right all the way or get it wrong, the one thing I better have right is the word of the hour,
Amen.
The commission of the hour.
Yes, sir. Got that right.
Moses could have done everything but not go down to Egypt. He could have healed people.
Right.
He could have brought forth plagues.
Right.
He could have done all these miracles.
Right.
But if he hadn't went down to Egypt to lead the people out, he would have been doing the wrong thing.
Amen.
And it could have looked miraculous.
Yeah.
God gave him a commission. He could have went down to the river and spread it open.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham got in trouble for doing too much.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to show how powerful God was.
Right.
So he took on the biggest challenges. He said, let me show you how powerful my God is.
Right.
And God backed him up because
oh, yeah.
God sent him.
Right.
And then God come to him and said, that's not what this is about.
Right.
This ain't a show like that.
Uh-huh.
I ain't want you to just challenge everybody. This is a humble thing.
That's right.
And God got it. So Moses could have done all those things. Get down there and open the water before he even went to Egypt. But they had done miraculous things. But you know what? He wouldn't have been doing what God wanted.
Amen.
God said, I'm sending you down to Egypt.
Yeah.
Go stand right before Pharaoh.
Come on.
That could kill you in a second.
Right.
He could murder you. You realize Pharaoh could have killed Moses?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In a sense, right?
Right. Yeah.
I'm talking about in a natural side. Pharaoh had the authority to kill Moses the first time he walked up to him.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. And God said, Moses, but that's where I want you to go.
That's right.
I want you to go down where they can kill you.
Amen.
I want you to go down where they're not going to like you. I want you to face the impossible.
Yeah.
But guess what, Moses? I sent you down there.
Amen.
I'll be with you. I'll give you the words.
Amen.
I'll support you.
Yeah.
I'll send the flies.
Yeah.
I'll send the blood. I'll do everything you need me to do because you're my man and I got a job to do. Go down there and do it.
Amen.
And you know what? Moses ended up doing it. And he got it all done. Well, that's how I feel about this rapture.
Yeah.
I feel like God sent this bride.
Amen.
Saying it's in your hands.
Amen.
We don't need Brother Branham to return. He already done his job.
Amen.
Little bride, you're alive and remain.
Amen.
They without us cannot be made perfect.
Yeah.
We needed them to do their job, and they need us to do our job.
Amen.
And you know what? We're on our way of doing it.
Yes,
I feel very good about saying that.
Amen.
I've been doing God. I do all.
Yeah.
That pleases the Father.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm right in my commission.
Right.
I'm right in the Word.
Amen.
I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Amen.
And I just believe with every fiber of my being, so to speak, that God is going to change this body, Brother Lockett. Yes. That one day that revelation is going to strike just right. And we're getting out of here.
Amen.
This Brother Moore's title of every message from here on out was the rapture. I rejoice. Because I know what it's about.
Yeah.
We came in here and came from a different angle. But it's the rapture.
Amen.
It's the catching up.
Right.
It's the thief of the night.
Amen.
It's we all shall be changed. It's the last trump.
Yes.
It's the calling away. Come up hither.
Yes,
it's the seventh seal. It's Revelation 10.
Yes.
He can say it in so many different ways.
Oh.
And it'll never get boring to me. Because I know my day.
Amen.
I know my message. I know my commission. And God said we can do it and we're going to do it.
Amen.
We might as well just face up.
Yeah.
Might as well do like Brother Bram said. God said he's going to get it one way or the other anyhow.
Right.
Little Brian, we're getting out of here one way or the other. We used to say, well, you live good enough, we're going to hold up the rapture. We're not holding up the rapture. We're going to get out of here.
Amen.
God's already said it. He's already sent us to do it.
Yes.
And we're already on our way and in the process of it. And we realize we're already in the eighth day.
Amen.
We're in the midnight hour.
Yes, sir.
It's a new day in eternity.
Yes.
Where there's no such things as time and numbers and things like that. Oh, I'm caught up in that atmosphere right now.
Yes,
I'm in a place where I don't even think the devil's in existence.
Amen.
I don't care what he says to me at this moment.
Right.
He ain't got no place here.
No place.
That's how much I believe God sent me.
Amen.
I'm in a spot. I rebuke the devil anywhere he's at right now.
Amen.
He can come here and he can't get to the eighth day, Brother Moore. He's not even welcome to this day. He can't even get here. I'm in a place where the devil can't even get. Oh, that makes me feel good. Don't cry, Moses. Speak.
Yeah.
I sent you to speak this thing. Why cry it out of me? Speak to the rock and go for it. That's what we got. That's a natural story. I'm up here, though. We are up here. This day, this hour, this bride, Jesus Christ, standing on her feet.
That's right.
Married him in a spiritual sense.
Yeah.
Had the full word of God.
Amen.
United with the word.
Yeah.
The authority of that word is all behind us.
Amen.
I'm like Jesus, if this world was my home. I mean, that's how Jesus, if I wanted these angels to come save me and that's what I'm supposed to be doing, that's what we do. But if this world was mine, I'd try to save it. I'd do everything that they're trying to tell me to do. But this ain't my home. I'm getting out of here. It sounds awful, but bring on the war. Bring on the whatever this guy to push. Bring on the guy that's got to push the button. Bring on the right prime minister. Bring on the right condition. Go ahead and bring the right pope. Whatever we need to do. You're exactly, we need the pope. We need Russia. We need the United States. We need California to sink. We got some things I'm just bringing on. That's what I'm calling for. And I'm crazy enough to believe it. I've seen it happen. Everything else happened. He says going to happen. The whole book of Revelations, he prophesied before it happened. And lo and behold, every single church age happened exactly the way he put it in there in symbol form.
Amen.
It happened down to the T.
Amen.
And you know that same book talks about a rapture?
Amen.
Talks about blessed and holy are they.
Amen.
That are called to the wedding supper that and shall not see the second death.
Amen.
That's us.
Amen.
Not going into the tribulation period. Let us be glad and rejoice.
Amen.
The marriage of the Lamb has come. That's who. That's where I find myself.
Amen.
The bride has made herself ready.
Amen.
Revelation 3:14. Behold, I stand at the door. I'm not waiting for a knock on me. I've moved out of that church. I'm the group that came out of her, my people. A church out of a church. Over here already in the eighth day. In every situation I'm in, where I need to be, just need this body change. That's coming too.
Amen.
I'm like Abraham here, Brother Moore.
Yeah.
I'm going to call things that aren't as like they are.
Amen.
When science says it can't be done.
Right.
When science says they searched the universe and can't find a God.
Right.
I know he's real.
I know. Yes, sir.
And I know these bodies are going to be changed.
Yeah,
they didn't think it could rain like it rained in Noah's day.
Oh, that's right.
They didn't think Jesus could die and resurrect. But in every case, God showed up.
Amen.
That I'm going to take care of business.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus said, I got to be about my Father's business.
Right.
You know what the bride says? I got to be about my husband's business.
Amen.
I got to be about the Father's business.
Amen.
And we're going to do it.
Amen.
And God said we can do it.
Amen.
So there's no need to hesitate about it.
No.
That's what got me a little excited, if you want to know. Now, you know, we're balanced. I ain't trying to rush the rapture. I'm not trying to force the rapture. But I also want to tell you what got me excited. If he told me I could do it at work, and it said, and I said, why slow down? And I now I'm starting to move on that. On the natural, Brother Moore. That's why I turned off the monitor. They talked. They didn't need to see me. I'm like, I got to do the real job now for a minute. I got excited.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I had a good time. I was like, this is real.
Yes, it is.
I said, if I can do this, how much more?
How much more?
Am I going to start walking faster?
Yeah.
I want to get, you know, one side of it, I do want to get there faster.
Yeah.
I'm ready any day.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I'll enjoy it while I'm here. I know that. But I'm just saying, I've been told I can do this thing.
Yeah.
I ain't got to wait on nobody.
Uh-uh.
I ain't got to wait on the critics.
Uh-uh.
I ain't got to wait on the people still preaching Malachi 4. He's told me I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm doing at work. I just give you this little secret. I ain't waiting on anybody. I ain't. I got a commission. This may sound, see, I know this sounds crazy to people. I'm crazy enough to believe God told me I can do it at work.
Amen.
Just so you know.
Amen.
That's how crazy I am.
Yeah.
And so since God told me I can do it, I ain't waiting on nobody. I started telling people, this is what we're going to do. And if you better catch up.
Right.
And I've done it in the nicest way I can. Because I know you guys don't think sometimes I'm nice. But I've done it as nice as way I can. But I ain't waiting, Brother Moore.
No.
God said, this is where we got to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's how much more do I really feel it.
Amen.
Over here.
Amen.
And I don't mean I'm rushing God.
Nope.
I just tell you I'm commissioned.
Commission.
I'm moving forward.
Doing
I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
Face up to my responsibility.
Yes, sir.
And I am not going to hold back. When God says the trump has already sounded,
yep.
Wait a minute, what would the message people think?
Right.
That's going too far.
Yeah,
I'm stepping.
Amen.
God says the midnight cry has already happened. It's been happening for a while.
Amen.
You're over here in the eighth day.
Amen.
And you know, in one sense you said, we've been here now a long time, but you know we ain't hurt like we've been here.
That's right.
That's been a little brighter.
Amen.
It's been a little bit more enthusing.
Yeah.
And you know, the devil's like, are you sure you ain't going too far?
I know.
And you know what I'm saying? This week, God said, I told you you can do it.
Amen.
I'm like, all right.
Amen.
I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, this sounds bad, but this is what we've preached even in your natural life. When you've been married before, not but according to written words, supposed to get married again,
right.
God told you you could do it.
Amen.
And you know what you did? You went by faith. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
God told me I can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened in so many ways around here.
Right.
If God tells you, you can do anything,
yeah.
You might as well just go ahead and do it. Don't worry about the critics. Don't worry about what it looks like. If God says it, it's settled.
Amen.
God said, we're getting out of here, and we're going to change these bodies. We don't have to wait on anybody. We got the commission.
Amen.
We've been told. We've been told the season's here. We've been told the midnight cry's already happened. Told the trump's been sounding. All we need to change these bodies. But you went too far. I'm doing everything God told me I can do.
Amen.
God said I can do it.
Amen.
My last quote, and I'm going to get down. The fourth seal. Even this quote that I've read 50 times in here means more to me this week after God told me I can do it.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, wait till them seven thunders. Utter their voices to that group who really can take the word of God and hand it there. It'll slice and cut. And they can close the heavens. They can shut this or do that, whatever they want to. Glory. He'll be slain by the word that proceeds from his mouth. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. They could call for 100 billion tons of flies if they wanted to. Amen. Whatever they say is going to happen. Because it's the word of God coming from the mouth of God. Amen. God always uses man to do it, Brother Branham says. I read that quote again this week. I said, God told me I can do it.
Amen.
The seven thunders have uttered their voices to us.
Amen.
I'm commissioned, Brother Moore, and what we say is going to happen.
Amen.
And it's already been spoken, Brother Bram said, in the rapture. Now let it happen.
Amen.
And we're well on our way.
Amen.
God said, I can do it. So get excited about that.
Amen.
Take that home and stuff it in the devil's face.
Amen.
And if you've been slow moving out, what God told you to do, just step on out on that thing. That's all repentance is anyhow. Just go ahead and turn around.
Amen.
Saying, wait a minute, I've stepped too slow.
Right.
Just step on out of that thing.
Amen.
If God's been telling you to testify more than you need to testify, just step on out of that thing.
Right.
I guarantee you it'll bless the body.
Yes, it will.
Because God says you can do it.
Amen.
He tell you anything. Tell you raise your hands more, raise your hands more.
Sure.
You know, my story, I thought about Brother Locke. Is up there when Brother Moore's playing Let It Go. You'll notice I put my bass down. Because I sure enough, God told me to get up and turn around. And you paid, I did it. But I was almost hesitating a little bit. I said, Jeremiah, you know better. Get it up.
Yeah.
So I set that bass down. I said, I'm going to do that there. But that's how serious. That's a small thing.
That's right.
So when God tells you you can do it, do that thing. Because God will use it to bless the entire body one way or the other. Bless you, bless something. He'll bless something one way or the other.
Amen.
When I got that done, I could sit back down.
That's right.
And I did. But the point is God says you can do it. Step out on that thing.
Right.
And rejoice in it. Because, that's, yeah, you say that sounds like a review. That's actually to get you happy.
Amen.
God said you can do it.
Yeah.
He sent you. And like I started with, if he told you to do something, you're going to be able to do it.
Yes.
He's going to give you everything you need. That'll change our perspective a little bit.
Yes, it does. Amen.
God bless you. Come on, Pastor Moore.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Amen. If you didn't think you could when you got here,
all right. You know it now.
You should know it by now. And it is so true. I think about so many things. I ain't going into it all because we got all night. But I thought about David. God saved him from the lion. God saved him from the bear. By the time he got ready to go after Goliath, he ran to him. He didn't just go and hide behind a bush and then hide behind a tree and low crawl and try to. He ran to him. He had so much confidence in God that he served that he didn't care the size. He didn't care the condition. He didn't care what everybody else thought about him. Because, you know, everybody around him was talking him down.
Yeah.
And his brother's like, shh, don't talk too loud. You're gonna get us in trouble.
Right.
And then the king tried to put his armor on him. He's like, get this stuff off me.
Right.
I didn't have that on me when he got me out of the lion's face.
Right.
And I didn't need it when he killed the bear. So I don't need it when I'm dealing with this guy. When you have a commission from God, and I love that, Jeremiah. When you got a commission from God, you can do no other but to run from it. You know, I think about myself. I think about my life, and I think about Brother Childers and how he said he had that vision of Brother Branham, and he was trying to keep up with Brother Branham, and Brother Branham was walking fast, and Brother Childers did the high fast to try to catch up with him. I think about how Brother Childers always told me, get it.
Yeah.
All Brother Childers ever tried to do is teach me how to get with it.
That's right.
And he told me I was going to be the next pastor, and I didn't believe it.
Right.
Every time he'd say it, I'd say, gotta come first. It ain't never going to happen. This ain't going to happen. And he kept telling me, and I said, Brother Childers, I don't even feel like it. He said, well, you don't feel like it right now because that anointing's not on you. He said, but when I turn it over to you,
yeah,
that anointing will come to you.
Yeah.
And when it comes to you, then you'll do what you're commissioned to do.
Yeah.
And you know what? That weekend when he turned that on over to me.
Right.
And I was doing what y'all do. I finally realized Wednesday he said he's going to turn it over. I thought maybe someday he's talking down the road. And then on Friday, he met us at a house down the street. Eric and Kim was down there, and he's sitting there at the table in the kitchen. And he's like, Brother Moore, because he said, they're going to start calling me Brother Moore. And he's first one in line. Brother Moore, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the letterhead of the church and get your name on it. And he said, tell him this Friday. Now, he told me Wednesday we're going to turn it over. Friday, he said, we're putting a letterhead in your name. And I'm like, he's serious about this. And that's the way we are sometimes when God talks to us. We hear it, but we don't. We hear it, but we think we've got time. Then he saw me Saturday up at Piqua area. We were painting one of his houses, and he walked in the house and said, Brother Moore, can I talk to you? And I said, come downstairs, and he looked at me, and he said, I'm thinking about buying a van for the church. And I want to know what you think about it. I'm like, and I told him, I said, Brother Childers, you can do what you want, because I'm still denying my commission.
Right.
I said, Brother Childers, and look, in hindsight, he was just pushing my buttons.
Right.
He was just pushing my buttons. And that was the last straw. When he asked me if he can buy a church van, I'm like, Brother Childers, you can buy whatever you want. And he left that room, left that building, and I went back upstairs, and I told Alan Copeland then, I said, Alan, the Nate Moore you knew is dead. It's gone. This is it. And then I went home, and that night I had a talk with God, and because I'm still and dying to myself. Wait, we do. We think, okay, we'll eventually get around to it. God told me that night, he said, now, you can get up tomorrow morning and you can half take it. You can get up and be humble and meek and say how unworthy you are and on and on and on. You can do all those things. I said, but or you, and God said, or you could do like Brother Childers would expect you to do, is grab the bull by the horns and run with it. And that night I said, God, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. And that Sunday morning, half the people weren't at church Wednesday night, so they didn't even know I was a pastor. And so on Sunday morning, instead of Brother Childers getting up, I got up. And I set the pace for the congregation that we've gone since then. I said, this is what we're going to do. I will never ask Brother Childers to preach again. I'm going to have a microphone put there so that if Brother Childers ever want to talk. And these are things God's telling me. Right. Now, what if I didn't take my commission fully? And I got up there and said, you know, Brother Childers said I'm the pastor, but, you know, he's still here. He still got on. No. It would have confused the people. Right. And when God deals with you on something, and God talks to you, because he talks to each one of us, he didn't call us, any of us in here, to not to talk to you. That's right. So when he talks to you, and he tells you what he wants you to do, he tells you that because you can do it.
Amen.
If it's testifying, and you're battling in your mind about getting up and saying a few words of thanksgiving to God for what he's done for you, the reason he's telling you that is because you can do it. If he calls you to a position in the church to do something, I don't care if it's cleaning the church, preaching, singing, playing an instrument, helping out with whatever, if he calls you to that, then he did it because you can do it.
Amen.
I love that. And I look at it in my own life, and I told y'all this. I said, I used to try to wait around for everybody to get it. Try to herd everybody, like you say, herding cats. Try to herd everybody together so that we can all move as a body together. And God got me. He said, no, you lead, you move, you go forward, and whoever's supposed to will follow. That's called staying true to your commission. That's taking it and running with it. And so I don't wait on people. I don't ask nobody's permission. I don't wait on, well, what is the message people going to say if I say this, or if we preach this, or if we say it this way, or will it be? I never heard, you know, there's things I say sometime I never heard anybody say before in my life. And the first thing crossing my mind is, are you sure? But then I look at it and I listen to it and it ties with the revelation. I'm like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's right. Because it's time. What happened in Revelation chapter 10, verse 8 through 11 was that the bride took the book and ate it, and it was her turn to prophesy. That's your commission. And if he said it, then you can do it. If he promised you a body change, you will have a body change, and it's going to change from the inside out. It's not going to happen out here somewhere. It's going to come from the soul out. But if he said you can do it, you can do it. So why you want to hem-haw around? Well, I believe we're going to get a body change, and I'm believing for it. Maybe. No, you know what? Step out on it. His brother Chill says, get it.
Yeah.
Don't hem-haw around. Don't half-step it. God didn't call you for a ministry to half-do this thing.
Right.
If he's going to give you something, give it your all.
That's right.
Because if he calls you, he's called you so that you can do all.
Right.
Everybody in this church is here called because God said, I need you.
That's right.
I want you.
Yes.
I commission you. You're the final voice to the final age. That's your commission. We're the ones that's going to get the body change. We're Thessalonians 4, those that are alive and remain. We're the one that call the Spirit and the bride say, come. We're the final voice to the final age. We look back and we see the whole story. We're the ones who know that. Nobody else did what we were ordained to do.
Amen.
And then we're going to half step, and I don't care if nobody in this message ever believes what I got to say.
Right.
I don't worry about them. I don't wait until they get the revelation. They may not ever get it. I ain't waiting on them. I'm calling for the body change. You say, well, you talk about that too much. I'll talk about it till it happens.
Amen.
And if you're tired of hearing about it, then you obviously ain't going. Because that's what you should be talking about. Don't tell me about Brother Branham's hunting trips and fishing trips and all those, the big bears and the guns and the blondies. And I know all that. That's all history. I want to know what God's doing right now. I want to hear the voice of the bride right now. I want to hear the commission of the bride right now. I want to hear God say, I can do it right now.
Amen.
That's what I'm about. And I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but I'm sorry. We can't. There's no turning back now. The spirit and the bride say come. We've moved from Revelations 10, 1 through 7. It's history. We're living in 8 through 11.
Right. Amen.
Moved out of time. Living in eternity. Not worried about sevens, threes. Not worried about any of it. We're commissioned to get the dead up. And if he says we're going to do it, he'll supply you with everything you need to do it. Even if you don't feel like you can. You know, when Jeremiah was at that conference, talking on that conference, he didn't feel like he could do it. But then God whispered in his ear and said, I said you can do this. But when God says you can do it, you're like, wait a minute. What am I fearing about? What are you afraid for? Why are you afraid to testify? Why are you afraid to take a ministry on? Why are you afraid to lead a song? Why are you afraid to sing a song? Why are you afraid of anything? If God says you can do it, you can do it. It's like Brother Mike tonight said, God told me I had to sing this song. But he had his ideas. And he wanted to fix it his way.
Amen.
God said, I never told you to play this.
Right.
I told you to sing it.
Right.
You let Ramona play it and bless the body.
Yes.
Step out on it.
Amen.
Move forward. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks.
That's right.
If God says you can do it, it's yours to do.
Amen.
And don't worry about everybody on the side. Oh, don't worry about the people on the side. You know, when Elijah knew he was going to leave here, he's going in a rapture. Elijah knew he was going in a rapture. And the church was over there looking on the sidelines saying, that Fairborn Tabernacle, they're always talking about the rapture. They are a messy church. They're this, they're that. And I don't like this about them. I don't like that about them. They think they're this. They think they're that. And they're always talking about the rapture. They're standing on the side of the hillside watching. Elijah wasn't even looking back. He's just walking. Because he said, God, you promised me. You promised me.
Right.
And Elisha said, hey, I want what you've got. He said, you watch me leave and you can get it too. I'll give you a double portion of it. So, but Elijah wasn't worried about the naysayers and the people who are looking at from the outside. Oh, there's people that tune in our internet and listen to our service and they don't bit more believe what we preach here than nothing.
Right.
Just standing on the hillside watching.
Right.
But that ain't stopping me.
Amen.
I'm going to preach it anyway. I'm going to put it out there anyway.
Yeah.
That's our commission, and we're going to do it.
Amen.
And if God gives us as a commission, we can do it.
Amen.
You say, why are you all stirred up? Because God said I can do it. Didn't you hear tonight? You said, well, you already know this. You're the pastor. Look, God's talking when he comes here.
Right. Amen.
And I don't care how much you know you can do it. When you hear God says you can do it, it's like you never heard it.
That's right.
Come on, musicians.
Amen.
Let's play something. You can do it. God talks when he comes here. And when he talks, I listen. And when you listen, it changes you. So thank God. Thank God for listening. We've got the power. Oh, announcement. I got a call from Brother Spivey Jr. They're coming to New Year's this year.
Amen.
He asked me, he said, do you have a New Year's? I said, yes, we are. He said, I like to come and I like to bring some people with me. I said, come on.
Amen.
You're welcome. He said, you're having Sunday morning services? I said, yes, we are. And if you come, you're more than welcome to come and speak. He said, I think it's time that we get together. I said, yes, it is.
Amen.
So we're gonna have to share our New Year's. We're gonna have company, so they're coming up. So it's been probably we counted 4 years since they've been here. It's been a long time. So yeah, keep praying that they'll come up. Pray that all of them come up and come and have fellowship and be good. And just pray, because, you know, Satan likes to divide. But we can do this. Because God said we can. We've got the power. And it all comes from Him. So whatever you need, we got the power to do it. Brother Brum said, you don't have power, you have authority. But when He gives you the power, that is your authority. So we can do this thing. We can wrap it up. We may not even make it to New Year's. Preaching like Jeremiah, preaching, my goodness. How are we getting out of here tonight? I don't know. We'll come back on Sunday morning, Lord willing. This will be the last Sunday before the New Year's Eve services. So, amen. It's been a good year. We've got the power in the name of Jesus.
In the name.